So I've just been having a really interesting conversation with Derek Featherstone about accessibility. And it was a really good, honest and frank conversation about the challenges of accessibility and how it can feel like quite an overwhelming thing to do to make our website successful. And he gave loads of different advice that you can hear in an upcoming episode of the Boag World podcast, and I'll save that for then. But the one piece of advice that he did give that particularly grabbed my attention was sit down in front of your website and try and use your website just using the keyboard. He was saying that so many different types of assertive technologies or assistive technologies, should I say, use keyboards. You know, screen readers are interpreting keyboard actions and so on and so on and so on. And he was suggesting that if you can navigate your website via a keyboard, you've taken a huge step forward in terms of accessibility. And it's a really interesting exercise to go through. And it doesn't take long. It doesn't involve getting in, disabled users to use your site. It doesn't involve getting screen readers, you know, really expensive screen reader software that maybe you don't really know how to use very properly. It doesn't mean going to an accessibility expert. It's something that any of us can do. Just sit down and navigate our site through the keyboard. And I really encourage you to try it out. I tried it out on the new Boag World website that I'm building, and I was actually pleasantly surprised. But there were things I could improve, and I'm sure there'll be things that you could improve with your site as well, just to kind of make that experience just a little bit easier, just little tweaks and changes. Now, obviously, this is not, you know, an opt-out for doing all of the other things, you know, testing with screen readers and, you know, taking accessibility seriously, but it is a good starting point. So that's my recommendation for today. Try out your site using a keyboard and see how you get on.